Hello, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
The White House, Washington, D.C.
Together, me bearing her weight, we shamble to the entrance of the East Wing, joining a line behind a dozen other guests of the White House, all of them in fancier attire than either of us.
Are we underdressed?
The women all wear gala dresses, and I'm in jeans, while Overleaper Audrey's sporting her desert digital camo, black messenger bag slung over her shoulder.
Back's in the belt. What's her deal?
Sir, she's a veteran, part of the ceremony.
You sick, lady?
Mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm. Sir. Baghdad carcinoma.
Ah, all right. Let's see what's in this bag.
He frowns at a screen I can't see.
We're gonna need to take a look inside.
He brings the messenger bag to a far table and dumps the contents into an eggshell plastic bin. I mask my tension. He can't suspect the contents are anything but what they appear to be. He paws through the cigarettes, flask, and underwear with a blue-gloved hand. He selects the flask first, unwinds the metal screw top, and takes a sniff. Yeah, it's mezcal. Have a taste.
Ooh. Yeah, I pass that this way.
He flicks his eyes up at me, then returns them in the bin before holding up the cigarettes.
No smoking in the White House.
Wouldn't dream of it. He frowns and dumps the contents of the bin back into Overleaper Audrey's messenger bag.
On through to check in, ladies. Next!
Realm presents Overleaper, starring Thora Birch. Episode 9.
A velvet rope and a sign reading pre-credentialed media directs us into the next room.
Good evening. Names, please.
London Picking, Garnett.
Very good, Miss Picking. You're on the list. I'll just need...
Staff Sergeant Audrey Beach.
A young man storms up to us, well-dressed and in a suit with polished black loafers. Shit. I don't know this kid, and he's about to blow up my spot.
I'm not Beach, but my sister is.
Mr. Jacobs, what seems to be the trouble?
The trouble is, this one skipped out on her meeting with the president this morning. Very disappointed in you, by the way, Staff Sergeant.
And that's exactly why she's back, to talk with the president.
Ah, we'll talk to the prez.
Jacobs frowns at me. The woman frowns at the Overleaper, a sort of stalemate. Finally, she grimaces at the president's assistant.
Fine. They're through. But you're responsible, Mr. Jacobs. And if your sister gets any drunker, she'll have to leave.
I'll find her some coffee.
Coffee? I don't know.
I follow Mr. Jacobs toward the East Room. He points us to the seats reserved for journalists near the back of the room.
Please stick around after the ceremony. The president would like a chance to speak with you after the event.
He disappears into what is quickly becoming a crowd. 100 people mill through the length of the space. Against the far wall, centered, stands the podium where the president will speak. I lower the overleaper into one of the chairs. You can stay here. I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll stay right here.
She hardly has the strength to respond. I begin to walk around the room. Who I'm searching for, I can't be sure, but I'll know them when I see them. The other assassin jumped over before Overleaper Audrey did, so I guess I'm looking for a killer in rough shape. Tired, wan, probably sicker than her. I don't see anyone like that. And time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, your attention for a moment.
I spin toward the voice at the podium. It's the Vice President, Daniel Strom. Is it just my imagination, or is his hair thinner than when I saw him on Air Force Two? I can't be sure. The blue lighting is doing him no favors.
If I could just have your attention, we've got a special guest today. Please, take your seats.
The East Room begins to fill. I search the faces desperately. The Overleaper should be here. This is not my area of expertise. I'm failing.
Yes, yes, please, locate a chair. But don't sit quite yet. As we start the Medal of Honor ceremony, please stand with me for our national anthem, performed by Miss Adriana Condescuta.
A young woman bounces up to the podium. I recognize her instantly from the on-base magazines. Flowing black hair, smile like a Crest commercial.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm so proud to be here.
There's nothing else for me to do but wander toward my seat next to Overleaper Audrey, still slumped. I lean toward her. Stand up. Just, you're going to give us away unless you stand. If anything, she falls forward more, chin on her chest. I reach under her arms to help. Her hand grips mine. All the strength that was once there is gone. My head suddenly spins, vertigo. A wave of nausea hits me. Overleaper Audrey's weakness seeps into my limbs. Oh, shit. Adriana Condescuta begins to sing. Everyone else is on their feet, a forest of suits and dresses. Lean on me. That's it. Come on, just stand up. I feel wobbly myself. She leans forward and pukes blood. Medic! I go to my knees next to my fallen doppelganger. My head is spinning, but I know it's only a fraction of what she feels. She wipes her mouth with the sleeve of her battle dress uniform. Then she twists towards me. Audrey. You. Listen. You have to do this on your own now. I'm in the White House, watching helplessly as my doppelganger retches blood in the East Room. I panic, wondering if the assassin will strike during the chaos or recognize me alongside the Overleaper. One group of Secret Service bunches around the Vice President, while a separate team converges on our position. They've hardened up, a ring of protection.
Step away, ma'am. Give her some space.
A man in a black suit squats down next to Overleaper Audrey, more to make sure she's not going anywhere than to check on her health. Audrey, you've got to give me something I can use. Anything. It's a futile cry for help, but it's all I've got. Without her, I'm lost. The president is lost. It's all over. Overleaper Audrey doesn't speak, and I can tell she's past talking. A woman pushes through the tightening ring of Secret Service.
I'm a physician. Let me through.
I step aside. The agent takes the Overleaper's pulse.
She's got to come with me. You need to carry her, Agent Kharif. There's a stretcher in the center hall.
Let's go, ma'am. Steady there.
He bends and picks Overleaper Audrey up as if she weighs nothing and pushes past me.
Are you with her? Well, come on then. We'll get her into an ambulance.
I don't move. I can't. I have to stay here. Even if I see no way to stop the assassination, I need to try. I'm not with her. The doctor raises her eyebrow. I know she doesn't believe me. But her attention's on her patient, with no time for what she must take as a selfish sister.
Come on, Kharif. Quick and careful. Emesis with blood is often a sign of internal bleeding. You're going to be okay. We're getting you into an ambulance. Stay calm.
Here we go, ma'am. Okay.
Out of my way! I've got to get this woman to the ambulance.
They rush toward the waiting stretcher. I can sense what the Overleaper feels. The agent's strong arms cradling her, and the hemorrhaging of her insides. She knows her time's run out. But I still hope the doctor can save her. This mirror of myself who just wants to make things right. The other agents loosen their ring around me just as a crew of uniformed attendants in masks hustle toward the rug, armed with an absorbent white powder, sponges, and germicidal wipes. Some people lift disposable surgical masks over their face, drawn from purses and suit jackets. Will the ceremony still happen? Some people are already leaving. I grab the Overleaper's black messenger bag and lift it out of the way. Inside 15 minutes, however, everything is back in order. Adriana Konoshuta reprises the Star-Spangled Banner, and I stand, hand to heart, not really hearing the words. I start to feel my connection to Overleaper Audrey unstitching, like the seams tearing out of an old t-shirt. Even the memories I've taken from her are just disappearing. There's someone else's story again, not a part of me anymore. I blink and find that I'm sitting, face in my hands, even as the rest of the crowd still stands above me. Maybe it's that the Overleaper is dying. Maybe it's the frustration of knowing someone here is going to kill the president and I don't know who, and I can't stop it.
Why, that was lovely, Miss Konoshuta. You certainly are a national treasure. Yes. And now, please welcome the President of the United States.
Thank you. Please, sit down. And thank you, Vice President Strom, members of Congress, and distinguished military leaders.
The president grins when he finally reaches the dais. Perfect white teeth, immaculate hair.
We are here today to award America's highest honor to a fallen hero who made the supreme sacrifice for our nation, Lance Corporal Thiago Stratus.
I look up, my head no longer buried. I know that name. Everyone does. The story is 2 years old, but the boy was a hero. I hadn't realized this was his Medal of Honor ceremony.
Please join me in welcoming Thiago's father, Adrian Stratus, to the White House. Adrian is a hero in his own right, currently serving as a lieutenant in Afghanistan. He will be accepting the Congressional Medal of Honor on behalf of his son.
The president signals into the crowd where I assume Lieutenant Stratus waits to claim the medal they'll be pinning onto his dead son.
We can never measure the true depth of our gratitude or the full magnitude of your loss. But we can pay everlasting tribute to Lance Corporal Stratus, his truly immortal act of valor. Thank you. Today, the name of Lance Corporal Stratus will be etched alongside the names of America's bravest warriors and written forever into America's heart. while he's only with us in spirit. His efforts to combat worldwide extremism have left an everlasting mark.
A pang hits me. Not brought by the president's words, but by something more acute. Overleaper Audrey's heart, maybe, or her brain. A stroke, an attack of some sort. I can almost hear the beep of the monitor as she flatlines. Slowly I stand. It's all coming apart. My twin is dying. The president isn't far behind.
Many of you know Thiago's story. 2 years ago, in the Hindu Raj Mountains of Pakistan, Thiago and his platoon were conducting a reconnaissance patrol when they received a report that several Lashkar-e-Taiba fighters were on an adjacent cliff face.
I scan the crowd desperately. There's nothing but the backs of heads, and those reveal nothing.
As Thiago's fire team moved into position, they were ambushed by more than 70 well-armed enemy fighters who instantly killed his squad leader, his platoon leader, and a dozen other brave men and women.
My eye catches the profile of the vice president. Is he grimacing?
In the heat of battle, Lance Corporal Stratus moved beyond his rank to lead his peers in a counterattack while simultaneously coordinating air assets, indirect fire support, and medical evacuation. Still under enemy fire and wounded in both legs, Lance Corporal Stratus manned a burning tank turret to cover the withdrawal of the rest of the platoon. He single-handedly held back the enemy until his position was eventually overrun and he was killed. But not before 15 men escaped to safety.
The assassin still hasn't made their move? What are they waiting for?
Let's get the father up here. Where are you, Lieutenant Adrian Stratus? Thank you. Please stand. The President of the United States has awarded, in the name of Congress, the Medal of Honor, posthumously, to Lance Corporal Thiago Stratus, United States Army.
Lieutenant Adrian Stratus advances toward the podium, and my heart jerks through my ribs. Fuck me. His sausage-fingered hands steady his frame as he rises from his seat. His bald head glistens under the lights. He grins, revealing a single gold tooth.
You nervous?
Never been in any trouble I couldn't sort.
You know, your overconfidence might get you in trouble one day.
I never knew his name until just now. Adrian Stratus. It's him, the man who drove me to meet with Colonel Chase for my mission through the door. Of course he would be a part of the plot. He was the first move, and now he'll be the last. He's going to kill the president.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
On a remote island in frigid Lake Superior, a fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Your son, Thiago, distinguished himself by conspicuous acts of gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty. I am proud to present this award, the highest honor I can bestow.
I'm frozen where I stand. This isn't my area of training. I'm not sure what I have to do, but I know I have to do something. I step forward and...
You must...
The other Audrey, miles away, slams into me. I'm lying in the stretcher. The sirens are blaring. Everything around me, around the Overleaper, feels like it's fading. As people applaud, my mind is torn.
Lydia. I love you.
I feel her shudder. Her last words. And I feel her die. My eyes squeeze shut. Then, as quickly as it happened, it's over. And then my world changes forever. I fall to one knee as sparks of red consume my vision. It's a fusion. It feels like a birth. When I open my eyes, I can't breathe. Both hands are on the floor. And I'm Audrey. Not the Overleaper, and not myself, but a joining of the two. In her death, she becomes me, and I become her. Every memory, every skill, I have them now. Two paths of my life, both distinct, converged. Before she died, I died. I was just a military special operator in Delta Force. Now I'm also a spy, an assassin trained in Sistema Spetsnaz, and one of the two living people who've ever been to another dimension. The other one is about to kill the president.
On behalf of a grateful nation.
I try to stand, but my limbs are still shaky. A blast of light rips through the air, emanating from the podium. It's so white, it nearly blinds me. Trembling, I rise. All around, the crowd has frozen. Not dead, but immobile. Everywhere, it's the same. Bodies trapped by muscles held fast. At the dais, the three Secret Service agents are stretched in front of the president to protect him. The president's eyes are wide with shock, forced to watch what's unfolding, unable to stop it. Of everyone in the room, only Stratus and I can move. His once black two-piece suit now glistens in iridescent colors. So that was the weapon. Then, Adrian Stratus speaks.
My son killed his platoon leader. He killed his squad leader. He killed 17 men for the fatherland. And now, Mr. President, it's your turn.
The lieutenant pulls a wooden shiv from his pocket, a crude weapon. The president won't even be able to raise his hands to defend himself. No one can do anything. No one but me. I fall to the ground, open the messenger bag. I didn't know anything about the complicated weapon before the Overleaper and I merged. Now, it's different. I pull out the flask, press a groove on its side to open a false bottom. Then I insert the pack of cigarettes, close it up. The flask is like a gun, the cigarettes the bullet. I shake the weapon like it's a bottle of champagne. Drink up, you son of a bitch! A metallic cigarette bullet spews across the room, fizzing as it flies. It crashes into the podium. I missed. Not even close. Short was me! The lieutenant doesn't even spare me a glance as he raises his knife. Quick cock! I shake the weapon again, pushing through the throng of stiffened bystanders. They fall away from me, clattering onto the ground like toppled pins. I run forward, take aim. The weapon detonates just as the lieutenant's blade slices into the fabric of the president's shirt. Lieutenant Adrian Stratus falls, blood blossoming across his chest. The shiv falls from his hand. I run up just in time to see Stratus take his last breath. Now that he's dead, the crowd unfreezes slowly.
Where's the Secret Service? What?
The president pats the tear in his shirt, hand shaking. But he's unhurt. Before I can get a word in, the Secret Service tackles me.
The White House, Washington, D.C. 6 months later.
After that day, I spent a lot of quality time with investigators, agents, you name it. I got very familiar with rooms with one-sided mirrors.
Beach, you need to help us out here.
You know as much as I do, as much as everyone does. His real name wasn't Adrian Stratus, it was Maxime Voloshin. We know he was a Soviskin spy, right? They debate this every night on CNN. I don't know why you need me. They also debate how his suit could have frozen the entire room. Countless scientists on daytime talk shows speculate about motor neurons and the T-tubular system. It's nonsense, but I'm not about to say the weapon and the man wielding it were from another dimension.
Help me understand this. Look, you were in the room, Staff Sergeant Beach. It is in your best interest to cooperate with us. You infiltrated Air Force 2, broke into a hotel, trespassed it into the White House, and smuggled some kind of weapon in. I mean, Staff Sergeant Beach, you're very lucky we're not arresting you right now. What do you have to say?
Luck had nothing to do with it. The cameras at the back of the East Room caught me saving the president's life. I've become somewhat of a national hero. As I told you, I met Stratus when he picked me up at Anardara and handed me over to Colonel Chase at Shindand Air Base.
Right. This is the same Lieutenant Chase that's now missing, yes?
Yes. I've become an expert at telling the truth, minus a few key details. Mainly the existence of a multiverse and my doppelganger. They push photos in front of me.
And where were you when this photo here was taken?
I was on Air Force 2. You have footage of that.
Can you tell us who this woman is?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How can a woman be in two places at the same time?
That's above my pay grade, I'm afraid.
There's footage of the two of you entering the White House together. How do you explain that?
Is there?
Sergeant Beach, I'm only going to ask you this once. Is this woman a Soviskin spy? Do you know anything about her motives? You think about that before you answer.
What am I going to say? Well, you see, she's part of an elaborate and multidimensional plot. The Soviskins blew up a bunch of scientists to prevent the U.S. from making a multiverse machine. They wanted to kill the U.S. president to protect their national interests across timelines and dimensions. The only way to answer that question is, I'm afraid not.
Jeez. Christ. Christ's sakes. You're doing this to yourself. Open the door. Bring me a goddamn coffee.
Eventually, they had to let me go. Now, I'm standing in the East Wing at my own Medal of Honor ceremony, being lauded for saving the life of a man another version of me once wanted to kill.
On behalf of a grateful nation, the President of the United States has awarded, in the name of Congress, the Medal of Honor to Staff Sergeant Audrey Eleanor Beach, United States Air Force.
Vice President Strom, old dust storm, stands behind me as he ties the blue ribbon around my neck. In the audience, Lydia beams. I smile back, but my heart also breaks as I look at her. In another dimension, she's dead. I carried her shredded body from the crater. And this guy's boss killed her.
Thank you, Ms. Beach, from the bottom of my heart. You know, I remember you. You were on my plane. You served me coffee.
I just needed to get home.
Maybe next time. Just book a commercial flight. Yeah?
Old Dust Storm releases me, but his eyes are filled with suspicion. Then he smiles for the cameras. The politician is back, waving to the audience. Still, I can tell he doesn't believe me. No one who's ever questioned me does. Not even Peter. It's a cloud of suspicion that will hang over me for the rest of my career. Maybe for the rest of my life. And I'm okay with that. I've already died once in an ambulance not a mile from this spot. But if I have my way, it'll be a long time before that happens again. And there are some secrets I'll take a second time to my grave. Hey, Lydia, what do you say we go get some ice cream?
Okay.
You're listening to Overleaper, starring Thora Birch. Overleaper is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Overleaper is a Realm original production, created and written by Sam Bush. Produced by Diana M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Additional story production by Nicole Otto and Marco Palmieri. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Starring Thora Birch as Audrey Beach and the Overleaper. Yolise Arroyo, Jordan Batiste, Peter Burkrot, Janet Boris, Gilbert Glenn Brown, Hector Louis Bustamante, Chris Cleveland, Ryan Coyle, Stephanie Diaz, Richard Doyle, Kate Elefante, Mark Engelhart, Marisilda Garcia, Anthony Grant, John Capelos, Inte Kim, Chuck Karoutlis, Richard McGonigal, Alex Ruiz, Lorenzo Villanueva, Cecily Williams, Michael Wolner, and I'm Graham Rowett. Dialogue editing by Corey Barton. Sound design and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original score and composition by Jeroen Grommen. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Production coordinator, Angela Yee. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like Overleaper by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.